Virtual reality, VR, is a powerful new technology. VR software programs are being used in many video games, but others have been developed for education, to train doctors, and in military training. VR gives the people who use it an interactive three-dimensional experience. They can see realistic images and hear sounds that are almost like those one experiences in real life. Quora Virtual Reality opened earlier this year in Denmark's capital, Copenhagen. It may be the first virtual reality store in the world. It is a place where people can learn about virtual reality and create and play it. The Greek philosopher Plato used the word quora to describe a place between reality and fantasy. In the company's VR game, Cityscape Repairman, players must operate a huge urban infrastructure. Each person must take care of the city's roads and public services to continue playing. Simon Leibowitz is the CEO of Quora. He says the company's developers do more than create games.
Work with autists in New York. We work with psychology. We work with the main city hospital here. We work with dementia. We work with businesses, tell new way of telling stories.
Morten Haulik is the company's event manager.
It's super important to give people the experience of actually walking around in the world, interacting with stuff. It could be the Great Wall of China or the space station and stuff like that. But if you really need to learn something about it, you actually need to see it in real life and touch it and interact with it.
Leibowitz says that is what students at the University of Copenhagen experience.
My favorite thing is showing people virtual reality, and then when they take off the goggles, it's like, whoa. I forgot that I was in this space with white walls and with people around me. When they realize that they actually forgot, that's my favorite part.
Clara Likegaard is a student at the university.
I have read about virtual reality before, and I've seen others trying it, but I have never tried it myself. And it is a brand new world. It's so weird because you almost forget where you are.
Quora's leaders believe helping students get interested in this technology might persuade some of them to work in the industry and gain a share of what is expected to be a more than $3 billion market by 2020. I'm Lucia Malanig.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.